This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Kane, I've discovered the new phenomenon.
What?
Minimums. And, you know, things come in Twitter and people are, oh, my God, Twitter and, Facebook, Well, something has happened on Facebook and, you know, it sort of might be following a celebrity that people usually do or you join a page that you're interested in.
Yes.
I don't know. Special K Joy 9491.
Of course.
I don't know. I found another one that I think will take over the rest of the world. It will change the way that people live. It'll change the way that people interact with print media.
Really? What is it?
The page is called Drawing Dicks on the Herald Sun.
I've followed this one for ages. This is such a good page.
It is amazing.
It's hilarious. So Kyle, it's really just the Herald Sun, like shots of photos in the Herald Sun.
You could use maybe the Sydney Morning Herald.
You could, anything Herald in it.
Anything sort of owned by the same company.
Mm-hmm. By the Sun. And they have dicks on it. That's really what it is.
It's really immature. It's the most immature thing you can do to a newspaper. It's the idea of a newspaper is opening and informing yourself on what's happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we're going to draw dicks on it.
It's good, isn't it? Like, imagine how many people didn't read the Herald Sun who now do. This is why it's the most read paper in the country.
Well, I'm just looking at some of it. It's funny and it is so immature.
Yep.
I opened the paper today, page 2. Incredible opportunity to draw a dick on a Herald Sun.
I know. And they're usually drawn in the most inappropriate pages as well.
Oh, my God.
Yep. The politicians cop it a lot. Now, that's quite funny.
Sports stars.
Yep, sports stars. Yeah, you got Buddy Franklin in some sort of pose.
Yep.
Yep.
Usually, you know, lifting, you know, it can be as faint as a girl sitting on the ground and she cops it.
Yep. Well, this is what I'd ask though. Okay, so the page is bad, right? It's not very tactful.
Oh no.
It's funny.
And it's awkward because people do it in workplaces.
Exactly.
Or, you know, anyone can come and pick up a newspaper.
They doodle, literally.
Literally doodling on the
Herald Sun. where's the line drawn though? Because I'm looking at the front page of the Herald Sun today and it's not a good page. It's not a happy page.
You wouldn't do
that. I don't think you'd do it, would you?
You wouldn't do it. Open to the next page.
Oh, yes.
And there's some guys playing cricket. Incredible.
He's got his eyes closed. His mouth is smiling. Yeah. He needs a dick in.
He does.
So it is. Look, if that kind of floats your boat, it's called Drawing Dicks on the Herald Sun. Kyle, I do think we need to make the rival one of it. There's an obvious one. We might not even need to name it. But what's the opposite of drawing dicks on the Herald Sun?
Not drawing dicks on the Herald Sun and not going where you're going.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
13 minutes past 7 in the morning.
Seven. Going to New Zealand.
You've just come back from New Zealand.
I have just come back from New
Zealand.
Having
some Devon for lunch.
Some Devon. I wonder if Jerry's from New Zealand.
Jerry might be from New Zealand. Joining us on the phone now this morning is the pilot and founder of a great organisation that I got involved with a few weeks ago, Kane. I went to a bullying and suicide rally in the city and followed a big orange bus down the road.
Lovely.
And behind the wheel was Jerry. And I'm telling you, if you want to see a bus parked really well,
yes,
you get Jerry.
Jerry's the man.
Jerry is the man for parking a bus. Good morning, Jerry.
Morning, guys. How you going? I don't think I've ever had an introduction like that before.
Oh, it's a good intro here, I tell you what.
We were standing there, right? And we got down to the Treasury Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all standing there. We've walked up Flinders Street.
Yep.
And we're watching this bus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going, he's not going to fit in there.
Oh.
I wouldn't fit my car in there, and it's the size of a pea. The bus slipped right in. Amazing.
Oh, Kai, you give me so many lines, but it's only 7:15.
Too early in
the
morning.
We can't say it.
Jerry, good morning, and give us an idea of what Over Down Under is.
Oh, look, essentially, guys, Over Down Under is a private mission. In 2007, I tried to take my own life and didn't succeed at that. Proceeded to purchase a powered parachute and fly solo and unassisted around Australia to raise awareness of depression, reduce the stigma and raise awareness of depression with an emphasis on suicide prevention. And that was done in 2008. It's all over the website, overdownunder.com.au.
Wow.
In the last, I guess, 3 or 4 years, people have been saying, you know, what's next? What are you doing? Are you writing a book? I'm trying to. It's probably easier to fly around Australia in a motorway than it is to write a book. And, you know, I've got a whole lot of footage. I'm not a movie maker. I'm trying to make it into a documentary. And, of course, with this whole bullying and suicide and bully side and of course, depression, so it's becoming epidemic, pandemic-like. I thought, well, you know, there's lots of money being thrown at the cause, but it just seems to be getting worse. Either it's getting worse or we're becoming more and more aware of it. And I thought, well, look, you know, I did dip my toes in 2008, and I thought, well, look, we need to have another crack at it. And so instead of doing it full-time, 7 months by myself, I've purchased a big school bus, which I can park quite well.
Oh, very good.
I've custom-built a new aircraft to take passengers with me, plus mm-hmm. I've got a support caravan and a full film crew, full ground crew. I'm circumnavigating the continent again, but not in one stint. I'm doing it in over 10 years.
Great.
And that is flying one state to another each year and every other month to a little country town where someone's requiring, you know, some more awareness of bullying, depression or suicide. And that's all to promote a new service that I plan to be launching in 2013. That's like a smartphone app that allows people to hit the panic button, be they're being bullied or depressed or suicidal or being bereaved of suicide, where we can provide real-life support via chat, via the website, face-to-face, over the phone, or video conferencing.
Great.
Wow, there's so many ideas and so much content there, Jerry. It's certainly a 10-year-plus plan that you've got going on.
Yeah, look, it's probably too much for one little man.
Yeah.
It's not a charity. It's all privately funded by myself and a couple of businesses that I've got.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't seek for donations. We do advertise and sponsor on the many businesses that I have. And it is taking time. I'm in the middle of building a 30 workstation in IT infrastructure in mm-hmm. my garage at home.
Yep.
And it'll go offline until I find an office in the new year, so we can provide that sort of support for everybody in every sort of demographic. Doesn't mean it, you know, it's not just for kids that are being bullied. Because I mean, adults get bullied too. Look at Brody Penlock, a 19-year-old. It happens to all of us.
Yeah,
it can happen to, you know, it doesn't matter what religion, what race, what sex, it doesn't matter where you are. I mean, bullying is just a pure sign of weakness on the bully's part. That's what I believe anyway, but that's not my professional opinion. It's pretty sad what's happening out there in the community, and we need to catch people, not let them fall into the pits of hell, as I call it.
Absolutely, and I suppose the mission really says everything for Over Down Under. What's the mission?
Look, I guess the mission is to stop bullying, to cure depression, and prevent suicide. They're pretty bold statements. If you haven't seen the bus, you will soon. If not, it's on the website and the Facebook page. But that's what we basically wanted. Our mission is to do those three things, and with the backup service of the app and the service I'm providing, I guess online offline service I'm offering. It's just, I mean, there's four things that I point out that are the most important things, and they're universal laws. It's like gravity. You know, unless you're wearing your undies on the outside, you're going to fall. And those four laws are quite simple. This, no matter how bad you feel, it's the bottom of the emotional bounce. You will bounce back. And if you feel like you've tried absolutely everything to get help, then you haven't tried everything, because somebody else in the world that has experienced what you've experienced. It just means you haven't found them to find out what the answers are. I mean, I'm overweight. You would not come to me unless you're an idiot to get weight advice. You know, you don't go to someone on the dole to get financial advice.
Yeah.
So you need to go to someone that's experienced what you've experienced and have achieved the goal that you've actually achieved.
Yep.
That's what I believe.
Yep.
And I'm sure everybody would agree that there's a person in their life that used to be in their life and is no longer in their life and needs to value their opinion. And what I guess I'm trying to say by that is that people come into your life and people go. Some stay, some don't. So what's most important is what you think about yourself, not what anybody else thinks about you.
Yep, absolutely. I think we talk about bullying and depression and prevention of these things on Joy a lot. But one thing that I was looking at this morning with Kyle was some statistics on how many people take their own lives each year in comparison to the amount of people who die on our roads and the amount of people who die of skin cancer. And alarmingly, there was almost twofold more people taking their own lives as opposed to we talk about road tolls and skin cancer. So it really is a horrible thing. So anything that we can do to prevent bullying, and it sounds like what you're doing, Jerry, is absolutely fantastic, to get out into those regional towns and support these people, not just kids, people who perhaps don't have exposure to those sort of mentors in their lives. So it's really great.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that. I mean, it's not an easy task, you know, and I think, you know, more people are coming on board to support, which is absolutely fantastic. And you're right, the road toll is minuscule. Well, not minuscule, but it pales to insignificance compared to the suicide toll. And sometimes there are accidents.
Yep.
It's at six people a day, which is just horrid.
Yep.
It's sad to know that, you know, statistically, we're at 2,096 of suicide, comparable to 2010. It's just really just shocking figures, and I'm trying to do my little bit. You know, if I help contribute to 1% of prevention, you know, like, I've done my job.
Yeah,
you know,
top right done.
Life's a little bit better because of that.
Absolutely, and to see the support, the emotion, I suppose, is behind the rally a couple of weeks ago here in Melbourne, and for a beginning point, you know, it headed off from Flinders Street, and there was people walking past Flinders Street that stopped and joined the march as we marked down, and that will only get bigger and bigger and bigger, and the more we hear about Over Down Under, and the more it's talked about, and a rally like this, people get behind it, you know, and especially from the GLBTI community, there is a lot of support behind this, and in terms of stopping it and preventing it and curing it, and I think it'll only go from strength to strength. So we can head to your website.
Yeah, it's overdownunder.com.au and Facebook, which is facebook.com/overdownunder, and there's a link on there for Twitter and Facebook on the website as well.
Great.
And there are some great resources on the website as well, talking about what you're doing, some great statistics as well, I suppose, for organisations and people out there who want to talk about it. So there's some reliable stats there too. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Kyle. Karen, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jerry.
Appreciate it.
Great. Good luck.
Good luck.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Get down on it. That's what he says.
Kyle, it's disgusting.
I know this song purely because it plays in the supermarkets all the time.
Oh, yes.
And I have a thing about songs that end up in supermarkets.
Because you hear them. You heard them over and over again.
For the last 9 years, that's all I've heard. But would an artist be upset that they're walking through the supermarket doing their shopping, people going, "Hi, can I get your autograph, please?"
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, "Oh, I just want to get my shopping done."
Mm-hmm.
And there's songs playing in the supermarket. Not in nightclubs anymore.
Yeah.
Not in bars, restaurants, radio even.
Yep.
But at supermarkets.
That's it, I know. It's where artists go to die, really. Let's and then if you've really died a good death, you could hear on the Maya loop tape. That is the one.
And then you end up on Joy. And we bring you back.
We bring you back. We resurrect your career, so thank you.
We've just done it for Peter Andre. Just done it for Peter Andre. And we're going to do it very shortly for Wings.
Oh, and the Little Mix.
No, Little Mix.
The song's called Wings.
I thought, like,
no, Little Mix,
Paul McCartney was coming up with
Wings. Oh, no, there you go. Well, we have drawn a winner for our double pass to Todd McKinney, who is singing the songs and stories of Peter Allen at the Palms at Crown.
And the winner is Todd McKinney.
Yeah, he's texting himself. This is thanks to Entertainment Consulting, and the winner is Tim from Maribyrnong.
Yay!
Thank you, Tim. Congratulations.
I liked Tim's message.
Yeah, Tim's message was pretty good.
If I can find it.
If you can find it. But Tim, you'll be getting a call from Peter, the Phantom phone operator, very shortly to alert you. Details of your prize. So what was the message?
Good morning. I may not be the boy next door, but sometimes I do get caught between the moon and New York City. So hopefully, guys, you will make my day and let me. So Todd, on the 1st of December, my membership number is... And my phone number is...
And my
credit card number is, yeah.
Thanks, Tim.
I like it because he put Peter Allen songs in there.
I know, it was creative, wasn't it? But of course, it was randomly selected from the barrel from Peter.
From the big silver shaky box.
Yes. Now, Kyle, we did. I did say earlier on that I had a few brands versus non-brands sort of stuff that I wanted to nut out with you.
Yep.
Because sometimes you compromise with a home brand.
Yep.
Right? And some of those home brand products are great.
And it's like, because there is different levels of home brand. Mm-hmm. Like the home brand, the old black and gold thing, I think is sort of gone now.
Yeah, that's no longer there. Well, it's on the very, very bottom shelf, I think, these days.
And the idea of a home brand thing is that there's no extra marketing stuff. So the companies make more money.
Plain packaging, all that sort of stuff.
And a lot of the big supermarkets now...
have their select brands.
That's it.
Oh, I just said one of them.
And that's it. Like, you know, they have their own brand and that's all they...
Yep.
Put on.
Yep. And they're very sneaky as well, might I just add, because those brand packaging look... The no-name packaging looks very, very similar.
Right.
Even the shape of the containers that they're in. But sometimes you get something that's fine and sometimes you don't. One thing that I will say that I cannot compromise on with a home brand product is cling wrap.
Yes.
Can't do it. I've tried it. I can't do it. It doesn't stick.
What about tin foil?
Tin foil is fine because tin foil is tin foil. Like it's...
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Tin foil is fine because cling wrap, you have to have it. Yeah, it has to stick over your bowls. Yeah. Tin foil just...
I feel like recently the good brands of plastic wrap are getting better.
Good.
Because I, in my work now, have like industry grade cling wrap.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, this stuff is awesome.
Yep.
Like, I would wrap everything. I'd wrap my car.
Nothing's spilling out of this, I'll tell you
nothing's
what.
Nothing's going to spill. So, I'd wrap tons of stuff with this stuff. I'd wrap stupid things with it because it's so good. And then I go home and use the one that I buy from the supermarket and it's just not as good.
It's not good, is it? Another thing that I won't compromise on is ice cream. And, Kyle, you'll agree with me here as
100%.
Well. I once tried the no-fat or low-fat home brand ice cream. And I'll tell you what, it was like drinking baby's vomit.
Yeah.
It really was. Sour milk. It was absolutely disgusting.
It's always very icy, I find home brand ice
cream. Wasn't creamy at all. Like baby's vomit, like I said.
Yes.
It really was.
I suppose ice cream, even chocolate, I don't like it.
Yep.
I don't like going the home brand. Yep. Fruit and veg, there's no such thing as really home brand. But like even when you go and buy meats sometimes, pre-packed meats, I don't really like buying pre-packed meats home brand.
No.
Milk, I can't do milk.
Do you know what I can't do? I can't buy pre-packed, and I don't know why people do. I can't buy the salmon pre-packed in it. Like I can, you know, when you get the salmon and you've got it in the container.
Fresh one or frozen?
It's apparently fresh.
Yeah.
But it's in the container. I can't,
don't like it.
No, I can't do it. I've got to select my little bit out from the deli.
My hat as a deli manager. No, you can.
Bad, Carl, you can't. But one thing that you can compromise on and buy is that I found out was cloudy ammonia. Now, you might wonder what cloudy ammonia is. And I'd never used it before, but it stinks like hair dye because it's actually in hair dye. But when I went to Rotorua the other week, I made the mistake of, I told you, I washed my clothes with my shorts when I was in the sulfur pool. And of course, sulfur smells like eggs, rotten eggs, right? Yeah. And I went through all my clothes and they said, try some cloudy ammonia in your wash. Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah.
Cloudy ammonia in the wash?
Because it's a cleaning agent.
Yeah, but it smells like bleach. So I'm like, I was really skeptical. I thought I'm going to ruin all my clothes, but I didn't trial at first. I just put a cup in.
No.
They came out so good. I'm using ammonia in all of my washing all the time now.
Well, it's like that woman that gets on a current affair all the time. She's like, cats, cleaning tips. And she comes in, put eucalyptus oil on a pimple, it'll go away. And she puts eucalyptus on everything.
Yeah, and it's like Windex.
All goes away.
Here you go. Fix it. Have some Windex.
Yeah. Put Windex on anything.
You've got a cup. You've got a pimple. Everything.
Bad X.
But yeah, I mean, maybe someone out there has something that you can't compromise on. So we all like to buy the home brand products and, you know, get a bargain every now and then. But what can't you compromise? What must you have that's a brand? Let us know. 0427JOY949 or you can email
onair@joy.org.au. You can do that anytime you want. We've got Schmidt coming up soon.
We do. Schmidt. Schmidt.
Schmidt with an M.
Schmidt, if you're wondering, is Elton John's support act while he's out here. So
what a good gig.
Yeah. She's so famous, really.
So more famous than Elton John, probably.
Yeah, probably
not.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Of course, the UK X Factor's winner.
Yeah, but X Factor produces some good.
It does. It really does. You know, One Direction came third when they were on X Factor. And look at them now.
I downloaded an app last night, the 1D app.
You did.
And it is the biggest load of trash ever.
Well, there you go. I'm sure there's not much in there of substance. Do you know their favourite colours? You know what? When I was in New Zealand, there was a girl. She was doing a cheerleading competition there. She was a cheerleader.
Cheerleader. Something pretty.
She came and she said, she goes, oh my God, I'm such a Directioner. And I said, wow, the One Direction fan. Yes. And she reeled off all the names, all their middle names, all their favourite colours. Like, seriously, like, these girls are just a little bit crazy. And, Kyle, you're one of them.
I am.
I expect you to know. I'm going to quiz you next week with your One Direction trivia.
All right, I'll study.
Do some research on your app, and we'll have a little test next week.
A 1D test.
A 1D test. Nurse James has texted in saying that we were talking about stuff that we can't compromise on, like what brands we actually need to buy. And Nurse James says that he can't compromise on eggs. They must be genuine free range. He tells his housemate off for being cheap and eating eggs that are the result of poor tortured birds, those cage eggs.
Now, I don't like free range eggs.
Why not?
I don't know.
Kyle.
I don't know if I've had bad experiences or every time I've had it, I've overcooked it by accident.
Uh-huh.
But the yolk is not as yellowy and fatty.
Really?
And the white just doesn't seem, I don't know.
I don't know.
And I know that the treatment of animals generally sometimes isn't good.
Mm-hmm.
I think I trust some companies more than I trust others.
Yes.
And I'll buy them.
Yes.
But I just like a big, fat dirty
genetically
yolk.
Modified
yeah.
yolk egg. Sometimes you get double yolkers in the free range ones as well, which I always think is a nice little bonus.
Yeah.
Ian phoned in saying that cloudy ammonia is fabulous for cleaning diamonds.
Right.
There you go.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Certainly they're Ian's best friend as well. Thank you for your interaction there. It's great to hear from you.
For diamonds. Now, I've got a ring that I always polish.
You get it polished. Don't be rude. From the inside out.
What's wrong with you?
What? What are you talking about?
My Tiffany's ring.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I have one of those polishes, and I can spend hours just watching TV and not thinking and just keep polishing. Wow. And I wonder if you can over-polish.
Yeah, I'm sure if you left a ring in cloudy ammonia, it'll probably dissolve
completely.
By the end. You know what else is really good for cleaning rings?
Mm-hmm.
Toothpaste.
Really?
Yeah. If you've got a silver one, like it's just a, like not a, not an expensive one, a sterling silver one, you put some toothpaste on there. Perfect.
Now, I'm not a doctor, but one of my remedies for pimples is to put toothpaste on the pimple.
Yeah, I heard that as well. Yeah. I've heard that too.
Dries it out.
Do you know one thing that I used to do as well? I used to collect pennies as a kid growing up because, you know, we had pennies. I'm not that old, Kyle. And once, if you want to shine a penny, I used to put tomato sauce on it and leave it overnight. And if you really want to see the effect that tomato sauce has and why you probably shouldn't eat tomato sauce, put it on a copper penny. Leave it overnight, wash it off, it's squeaky clean.
Apparently, if you put a penny in a can of Coke, it turns like this weird green colour.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy, isn't it? Some of the foods we put into our mouths. We were talking about natural foods and stuff as well. You had a bit of a gripe on all these natural foods.
I was shopping last night and I had a look. I was walking down the aisles and I was looking at muesli bars.
Mm-hmm.
I was going, which one is actually good? Because all of them have chocolate and honey and yogurt and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, which one is actually good for me? You know, and a lot of people are going to pick up the natural ones. They're on special as well, but they were going natural.
Yep.
You're going to pick up a natural thing because natural in your head, you go, it's natural, it can't be bad.
It's come straight from the tree.
But sugar is natural.
Yes.
And so is salt.
Yes.
And fat. And, you know, so picking up these natural ones, I looked at them like, no, these aren't good for you at all.
Uh-huh.
And then looking again at having a look at the low fat ones, they're not good for you either. Nothing's good for you.
No, nothing is.
But people get sucked in by the word natural, I think
it's a marketer's dream, really, isn't it? At the moment.
Love it.
Natural. This is the natural Special K breakfast show with Candy Carl.
This is the free range Special K breakfast show.
GM free, high glycemic index.
The only cage Kane goes in is a go-go cage.
Oh, well, there you go.
You're dancing.
I did once, actually, Kyle.
I've been in a go-go cage plenty of times.
Yeah, it's fun.
Good fun.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Now, join us this morning. God, time goes fast when you're having fun.
You know what? He's nervous. He's nervous.
I am a little bit nervous.
He's a little bit nervous.
Is Schmidt, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you're joining us because you've been on tour with Elton John.
Yes.
And of course, international, and you've got album, and you're kicking goals all over the place. First goal, signing with Warner.
Yeah, that was already 3 years ago.
Yeah, and incredible, like, that it spirals. And to get to the point of supporting one of the biggest artists in the whole world, for you, like, the process of doing that and actually going to massive arenas and having incredible, massive big crowds as well must be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge honour, and, I couldn't be happier. We had some four lovely days in Canberra, two shows in Sydney, and one yesterday here in Melbourne. And I must say, Melbourne has the best crowd.
Actually. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
You've been trained well. Good answer.
Yeah. Well done.
No, it was just, like, amazing. As you can hear, my voice is a little bit cracky, so...
big night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll let you off. And I suppose one of the other big things is doing in an arena show as well is getting the response from the crowd. And I suppose coming from that, you notice more support coming from, because you tap into a different audience, I suppose, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my music can also be very easily played in, like, jazz bars where you only have, like, 100 people around. So obviously it's a totally different thing. But it's very nice because I've never heard my voice, in such a big stadium.
Echo,
big,
so big around, so yeah. I was going to ask you, some of our listeners might not be familiar with the music that you have, but Kyle and I have been listening. How would you describe your musical style?
I call it pop noir.
Pop noir.
Mm.
And, if you would want to put that in words, I'd say it's old cabaret jazz with grooves and hooky melodies transferred into today's time on the one hand, and then just very classical pop ballads.
Yep. Do you dance as well?
Yes, definitely.
Excellent.
What I'm most jealous of is your hair and your eyes.
Oh, thank you.
Kyle, we are being treated right now, Kyle. And yeah. I mean, you know, this is a gay radio station, gay and lesbian, but at the moment, you know, you're looking smoky.
Thank you so much.
Any drag queen would be very jealous of your eyes, I think.
Thank you.
Yeah. we've got some reviews here as well that you've got in the press. You know, strong voice, great charisma, despite your young age, you know, you've got your own sophisticated style. It must be great to get these reviews and the praise that you've received as well.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I released my album in May.
Yep.
And since then, the feedback has been tremendously good. Like, mm-hmm. I'm really happy that people in the press react to the music so greatly. You know, you never know what's going to happen if you release an album.
Yep. And now, Elton John, this is the burning question that everyone's going to want to ask:
is he straight?
No. what's he like? Like, did you get to spend too much time with him at the shows?
Yeah.
Or?
So first of all, I think he's an amazing person.
Mm-hmm.
And also an artist, I think, who every other artist can look up to, despite that he's like one of the best songwriters, but he's just so dedicated to his music and his fans. Like, he plays mm-hmm. every night for 2 hours 40.
Yeah.
I mean, who does that?
It's and massive, yeah.
Makes like a break in between and signs a lot of autographs.
Wow.
So it's for him, it's like all about the music and playing to his fans.
Yep.
And besides that, he's very funny. Mm-hmm. Just a big love. And I mean, I was treated like a queen there, I must say.
Right.
So
I treated like a queen by a queen.
I suppose as an artist and looking up to someone to look up to, Elton John's one of those people. When he first started, he had that sort of the very same sound, did a couple of albums of the same sort of sound. And now, and probably for the last 20, 30 years, he's been able to sort of do whatever he wants to do and mm-hmm. people will follow it. And you're very lucky that you've gone into a genre like pop noir that is sort of, you can make it your own, you know, like the music you do is not heard everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful at the same time. You can do what you want to do and move to where you want to go.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think it was a you know, long journey for me as well to find out who I want to be as an artist, mm-hmm. what I want to sing about, what I want to write about, and how I want my music to sound like. That's why this album was a very big thing for me as an artist and as a person, I think, because obviously you grow very strongly with it, which is like, I think, the greatest thing I've done in my life.
Yeah. And you are very young now. How old? You're 21 now.
22.
Right? 22.
Yeah, 22. Wow.
She's younger than me. I don't want her.
Yeah.
And you say it's taken a long time to get there. When did you start writing music?
Well, I decided to become a singer when I was 10.
Great.
And from that point on, I just, you know, took every opportunity to be on stage mm-hmm. and surrounded by music, like from school choir to school theatre to school bands. And then I went to a music school in the south of London.
Yep.
And when I was 16, and that's when I first started writing my own songs.
Mm-hmm. And that was a boarding school, wasn't it, that you went to
yes.
in London?
Yes.
I can't, it would be like Glee. I'd imagine it's like Glee, it's just music all the time. Everyone's singing down the hallways.
No, it was actually really great. I mean, it's just like so much talent there. I think Hans Zimmer, he went to that school as well.
Yeah.
Which is just great. I mean, my first two lessons on Monday were singing class.
Wow.
And then we had music technology and then theatre studies. So, amazing school.
Yep. And then maths.
And then
exactly. And then math, right.
Yeah.
You had to study that
as well. Because I love math, actually.
Oh, yeah. I'm terrible at math, so you can keep that.
Lovely.
And this album is produced by Guy Chambers, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And Guy Chambers has done amazing stuff, especially Robbie Williams is probably mm-hmm. most well-known with. And I suppose that's the benefit of being able to go with a label and getting your voice out there. You can work with these incredible industry people. You know?
Yeah, definitely. It was actually a coincidence that we ended up doing the whole album together because we were only meant to do one song with each other. It's called Stay, which is on the album as well. And then we had 2 days scheduled to do this one song and then ended up doing a whole album together.
Amazing.
Really.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Well, we're giving away a copy of your album as well. It is Femme Schmidt. So we're a lucky listener's going to get a copy of that one. We'll play a track of it on it after this as well. Mm. But if you do want to go into the draw to win the album, just give us a text 0427 JOY 949. Just text Schmidt
You got to text
and
them
you
while-
have to spell it right as well.
Yes.
S-C-H-M-I-D-T.
Oh, D-T. They're good. You're giving it away.
You've given
too
it
easy.
Away.
Cheers, David.
And it's only while the song's playing.
Yeah, it's only while the song's playing.
And Peter the Phantom phone operator is going to be very tough, and he's going to knock right on the end of the song. Even if a text message comes in a second later. No.
It's not, no. Out of the draw.
If you don't win it, you can buy it, of course.
Yes.
Of course. And we're going to hear a song called Boom Boom, which is from Schmidt, Femme Schmidt. And it was released in May this year.
Yes. Well, in Germany. Australia, it was released, in, I think, on the 28th of October.
Yeah, so it's fresh.
It's fresh.
Very fresh.
Just still be on the hot stands. This is Boom Boom by Femme Schmidt. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck. I feel like I'm sort of like, because I was nervous, because I'm like, she's going to be really famous.
it's a pleasure to have you in here. And good luck with everything as well. It sounds like you're destined for even bigger things. I think as a 16-year-old at boarding school, did you ever think that you'd be playing with Sir Elton John at a tour?
That's the dream. That came true that you wouldn't even dare to dream of.
Oh, there you go. 22 years old and your life's finished. You're all done. Ticked it off the list.
No, it's just a start.
Yeah, all the best for everything that's coming up.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you are on Joy 94.9, the gayest station in the nation. If you want to get in contact with us anytime you want to, you can 0427 569 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.